All right. Hello, everyone. Hello. It is podcast day. Robbie Page here. I'm very excited about today's podcast, to be quite honest. There's going to be a little twist, just so you guys know. We are topic specific today in preparation, celebration for my February theme in my inner circle. So a lot of you guys don't know what the inner circle is, but I take one topic and we talk about it the entire month and we grow and we learn and we work through exercises and we do things and we got homework and all the things. And so all of you are invited to join my inner circle, by the way. However, today I have four topics that I'm going to throw at you guys because I chose four topics to train for the month of February in the inner circle. So if you want more information about the inner circle, please go to robbiepage.com and get in there because February is going to be fire.
Yes,
so 100%. I'm sitting here with yours truly,
Melissa Jeffrion,
Danielle Perkins,
Callie Atwood.
And girls, today we're going to talk about men.
Men.
That was a funny show.
My dad loved that show.
She's in love with the boy. Let's start there. What songs do we know about men?
Oh my gosh.
Wow. It's raining men.
Hallelujah. It's raining men.
Amen.
Okay, I want to sing this one. Ready? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Okay, and here's what happens every time I do that. Guess what women say?
That's the song about me.
Aretha Franklin sang that. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that a man wrote it, and when he published that song, it was not okay?
Oh, wow.
And so Aretha Franklin took it and made it what we know today.
That's very interesting.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Okay, so what's another song? What's another song about boys?
Callie's the best.
Callie, you're the best. Go.
Well, there's the Lizzo boys song.
I don't know that one. Hold on. Let's ask our YouTube live watchers.
We have surprised.
Women on the screen over here. You can watch us record these podcasts on YouTube live on Thursdays at 3. And so let's ask our audience, what song do you girls know about men? Do you guys have any suggestions out there? We have a lot of people on. Cheryl's on. Kim's on.
Oh, what a man, what a man.
Man, what a mighty man, good.
Yep.
Oh, wait, let's do it again. Ready? Go. No. You go. You go.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Yes, you are. No.
That's it.
Okay, yeah, that's okay, it. Yeah. Okay, good. What else? Bad boys, bad boys. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Wait, that's a movie.
It's a song too. It's the theme song for Cops, but it's a song.
I thought they wrote it for the show.
Did they?
I don't know.
But yes. Look, Kim. Phyllis said bad boys. Cheryl said what a man. We've got Kim Gainey said go, Callie.
I don't know that song.
Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top?
Nope. It's the opening song in Duck Dynasty.
Sharp Dressed Man. Okay,
that's the only part of it I know.
Yeah, okay.
It's Rainy Man.
Piano Man!
Sing us a song, Piano Man. Sing us a song tonight.
That's all I know.
And we're all in the mood for melody. And you got us feeling all right. La da 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 da.
Hence why it's a karaoke.
It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Sorry,
yay! I love Kelly. I love when you
You're
sing.
You're the only reason I know this. All the words to
American Pie.
No.
Christy Dunning said, oh, yay, music time.
Mr. Tambourine Man. I don't know Mr. Tambourine Man. Uh-uh.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one either.
I don't either.
This podcast is going to be all about men. So
yes.
I have four topics,
This
girls.
Is not a karaoke podcast.
No, it is not. Even though it currently sounds like one.
Yes.
What is the salt and pepper she's saying?
Shoop.
Is that about men?
Shoop-a-doop. That's the only part I know.
Doop-a. My necklace just came undone.
Well, please, you know.
I have a jewelry mouth.
Let's keep
mouth.
All of our clothing and jewelry on.
During the podcast recording. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yes. Before he cheats. Isn't that
Carrie
Phyllis
Underwood.
Clark said
and
before
Carrie
he
Underwood.
Cheats? Yep. Hold on. What were you and I just jamming out to? Sugarland? Why don't you stay? Yeah. I'm down. I'm so
we're
bad
all
at melody.
Just, it's fine. You do really good with those songs. You're like that one person. Remember that one song, Betty and the Jets, and everybody thinks it's all the different words? Yeah. That's what you do, and it's
you
great.
Give me what I need.
Chase is the same way too.
I know the song. I just don't know the melody.
He knows the melody, but words.
Oh,
he
look,
doesn't do words.
Look, before he cheats.
Yeah.
Oh no, Carrie not Underwood. That one. I'm sorry. The boys are back in town.
Oh yeah, the boys are back in town.
Man in the mirror.
That's my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Michael Jackson. Okay, we could do this all day, y'all. This
all
is
day
fantastic.
Long. Good.
All day long. Okay, let's talk about men. So, in the month of February, in the inner circle, obviously you guys already know, some of you may not know, I am going to teach all about men. It's one of my favorite topics. I've done a whole entire conference on, let's say it together, girls.
For the love of blue.
So, if you know, you know. So, we're going to talk about it today because the whole month of February, I'm going to talk about men in general. Not how to be a better wife, how can you help me respond to my husband, but just men.
Yeah,
right. M-E-N. Men.
Got it. I'm like, hold on. Am I supposed to be getting something from this? Yes. Got it.
So, okay. So, what did Christy said? I know how Robbie knows that one.
I know Robbie knows that one.
Oh, shaker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, so I'm really excited. Here's what I want you guys to do. So, Callie, let's start with you. You've been in my life the longest.
Okay.
How long have Brian and I mentored you about men?
Oh, from the moment I stepped in your home in 2010, because Brian Page said, if you don't learn how to communicate,
yep,
then it's going to be very difficult for you to be married.
And you had brothers and you had a father at that time.
Yes.
So, okay, perfect. Melissa, you would be next.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. It's been since day one.
Yep. So you had a father, didn't have a brother.
I don't have brothers, but I was 26 when I met you and wondering why I wasn't married. So
then there's that.
Then there's all that. But I didn't, not growing up around men.
Yeah.
I had to, I didn't know about boys.
Yeah.
Being around your boys, thank God, because now I'm a boy mom. Mm. So
thank God
yeah.
you weren't hard-headed. Now you're raising two boys.
Exactly. So.
Okay, Danielle, what about you?
Since 2014.
Okay. So, gosh.
Mm-hmm. So I did...
that's a long time.
For women only. You did a group with For Women Only that fall. I did that.
Your makeup, it looks on point, by the way, today.
Oh, thanks.
Y'all can't see Danielle unless you're on the YouTube Live.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got on a beautiful electric pink. Mm-hmm. Is that a color?
Hot pink.
It is now.
Okay.
It's electric.
Electric pink sweater, but your makeup.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. So at that time, you were already married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Married. Lucy was one.
A father. Mm-hmm. No brothers.
No brothers. I just have one sister. Mm-hmm. So my dad... married and just a little girl at that point.
And you're married to Jared Perkins.
Yes.
Mr. Jared, the manliest man in town.
He's going to love this.
I feel like he's gotten manlier since he wears his cowboy hat.
Oh, he has turned into...
it's a Western hat.
Oh, yeah.
Did he say that?
Oh, I was like, oh, God. Oh, no, I didn't know that. I will say that from now on. That if anyone in that hears... It's okay, people. She's from California.
I am.
It's okay.
kind of like when I tell Michael, hey, do you have any more paintings? He's like, painters paint a house. I am an artist. I'm like, oh, sorry. Oops. Sorry.
I heard that before.
That's okay, funny. So I came up with four topics. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw the topic out there, and here's what I want you guys to do. Well, hold on. Let's tell our ages for the new listeners.
I'm 36.
I'm Robbie. I am
40. Oh, sorry. I'm Melissa Jeffrey on 36.
It's okay. I'm Robbie. I'm 49.
Danielle Perkins, 35.
Callie Atwood, 32, 33 in February.
Almost. Say, did we decide I was 36? I forget what are we this doing conversation. For your
birthday? Callie said you were 40.
Should we bring that conversation up?
I mean, you're close. You're I couldn't closer remember to 40 if I was 35
30. Or 36 when you AJ was track. Turning.
And
this
I
year.
Said, I said, Melissa, it doesn't matter. You're 40.
And then I she came that back in the rude. Office. And then as she was leaving, Callie's like, I mean, you look great for 40.
Oh, because I said, I found gray hairs. And Melissa Melissa goes, I did too. I said, well, it doesn't matter because you're 40.
Oh, Melissa.
I said, but you look great for 40.
And then I literally thought, how old am I? Wait, am I turning this year? And then I thought I lost a year because I thought I was turning 36 and I'm turning 37.
No, she's turning 37.
You're almost 40. You're closer to 40.
Yeah.
That's okay. Don't look like that. I'm going to be 50 this year.
I know, that's but okay. I just feel like I don't know what year of my life.
I know right? Like, you did. It's called 2020.
That is true.
Okay, sure. So what I want to do is I want to throw a topic out there, and then I want you guys to tell our listeners and our YouTube Live viewers. Hello, YouTube Livers.
Hello.
Y'all are so sweet to be watching. You can watch us record this. It's so fun. And thank you, Gina. She said we are all beautiful. Aww. Thank you. Okay, so here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Y'all can talk over each other. You can do whatever you want. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Number one. Men 101. Go.
Like what we've learned the most.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
But how they're wired. Men 101.
I would say what you taught me is nothing box. Mm-hmm. They're nothing box. Mm-hmm. When they're in their nothing box, just leave them be.
Yep.
Leave them be.
I would say, just thinking back to the first time I did For Women Only, anytime you bring a study about men, you always say, don't come in this and think your husband is the exception to everything that's I'm about so to good. Teach you.
Yeah. Right.
There are things that are just true about how men are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's always something that, because, you know, sometimes like your insecurities will flare mm-hmm. or you'll want to justify or make excuses for most of the time yourself in dealing with a man. So I would say that.
So the biggest kickback I get on that is when I teach that men are the keeper of the visual Rolodex.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That anything they see, no matter what, good or bad, a beautiful woman, a porn, an ad, Sports Illustrated, whatever, they remember it forever. It goes in the Rolodex. And always women said, not my husband.
Right.
Like the way your marriage never gets better is when you say, not my husband.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. What about you? Are you ready to answer
now? I am now. Okay, good. I am now. I think, like, because I grew up with a very quiet dad, mm-hmm. and I wasn't around men. And I'm married to a not quiet man. So I think it's how you always talk about how they're wired. Because now I see why my dad was so quiet.
Oh, yeah.
And Brandon is not. And so I want to make sure that he never becomes that. So I think it's all of those little things that lead to, you know, what that can look like. Because now I looking back, I understand how he just could never win, so he stayed quiet, and I just never want to put Brandon in that position, knowing that now, and that's what we were talking about earlier, if I hadn't met you, those things wouldn't have been pointed out, and so I could have very easily created that in my home. So,
and I'm teaching that.
Fact.
I'm teaching, you know, every woman loves to believe that her husband's just really quiet.
Not so much.
No. Yeah. That's not the case. Okay, topic number two. Can y'all guess what it is?
By your getting this.
Yes. I know.
What do you think it
There's
is?
One thing that Robbie loves to talk about, and that is...
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex.
I'm going to spend a whole entire week on sex. So,
sex week.
Sex week. Rated R.
So good. I think there's not enough healthy conversations about sex.
I would agree.
And coming from someone whose home did not talk about sex, like nobody ever sat me down and said, here's how life works. Mm-hmm. I picked things up from movies. Even my sisters never said, Melissa, we need to, nobody talked to me about it. Right. And so I think I am so grateful that this circle does. And you took the time to be like, I need to sort out your brain or else marriage is going to blow your brain.
Well, because you were a virgin.
Yeah.
And so most people don't realize that. I mean, the good news about being a virgin is it's God's plan. The bad news about being a virgin, if you don't have someone that walks alongside of you, is you don't go from a nun to a sex kitten overnight.
Right.
You can't. Fact. It's everything in your brain is triggered. I'm going to talk about that too. Right. Of. Mm-hmm. How to prepare your kids, right. You know? I mean, it's not going to be about kids. That's not what I mean. However, someone's talking to your children about sex.
Right.
Be it you.
Well, and I've always loved that in your family, and you have boys, and we're going to be talking about men, and boys grow up to be men.
Right.
You have always had a very open conversation
with
your boys and just talking, and you can come to them, or you they can come to you for anything. And I grew up like Melissa. We did not talk about it. I grew up in a very religious Christian home. Yeah. It's shameful. It was the big thing was I kissed dating goodbye at the time. Mm-hmm. Purity rings, all
of
that.
What does that even mean? What is I kissed dating goodbye? What does that even mean?
I didn't.
Is that the easier way to say don't have sex?
I'm guessing. I didn't read the book.
Okay. That's so interesting.
I didn't read the book.
Me.
I was just like, I didn't even care about dating
at
all. But that was a part of the church back then was so big on that. And so we didn't talk about sex, like same everything. And if you talked about it, there was just so much like shame if you talked about it. And so coming into this and being around women that have a healthy conversation, that we do talk about it, that we have funny stories. And if you've heard our girl chit chat, if you heard any of the podcasts, which I mean, beforehand, I would just be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to talk about it. And now it's a healthy and it's fun with my husband.
Right.
You know, and that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, whether we like it or not, everyone thinks of sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Every single one of us thinks of sex. And again, please don't send me emails and say, I don't think of sex. Because I, of course, I'm not going to teach this right now. I know there's healing that needs to be done to women, but healing's a choice.
Right. Absolutely.
We can't withhold sex because we're not healed.
Right.
That's my testimony. Right. So I love talking about sex because everyone talks about sex except for us.
Right.
And so I'm like, no, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about orgasms. Let's talk about blowjobs. Let's talk about sex toys. Let's talk about all the things. Positions. I'm going to bring it.
Yeah.
But it's also the reason, like, I love listening to you talk about, like, the reason, the way a man, your husband, regards sex. Like, if, again, going back to my story, because nobody talked to me about it, it was just, guys just love sex, and they want sex, and that's all they think.
Yeah. That's all they want is sex.
From that standpoint, instead of, no, that's how they feel secure as your husband. That's how they feel respect from you, love from you, all those things. And so that's why.
Right. And how they can conquer life.
Right. Yeah.
That was a huge eye-opener for me, too. I think you do such a great job of taking it from the superficial, all men love sex, too, but here's why.
Let's really dive deep in how God wired
how they're wired.
Right. Yeah.
That is actually one of my biggest pet peeves, is when I hear a woman say, all my husband wants is sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have no idea what belief system you have adopted, and it is dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
It is so dangerous.
Yeah.
I love when you talk about
Okay.
That.
So I'm going to talk about all that.
We will be prepared for sex week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we
yeah.
are excited. Our husbands
they
are
love
excited
it.
For
they
sex
they
week.
They love it. What do all the husbands say when I teach sex?
Thank you, Robbie.
Yes. Well, it changes.
Yes.
It changes. Yeah. And I'm so passionate about it because it was God's creation for us to have sex. So, okay. Ready? Don't look at my nose. Okay. Cheater.
Every time.
Cheater.
Every time.
I mean, I wrote them. But
number three. King versus fool.
That's a good one.
Oh, gosh.
This is definitely one of my favorite ones, for sure. Because once I was saying earlier, about this topic, I think what for the longest time, I thought, what is Robbie talking about? I don't even understand what that means. Speak to the king. I can't speak to the king because my husband's not a king. He's just a flat out fool. Because, I mean, how many times do we think that?
Yeah.
And A, I think it was switching my brain from thinking he's such a fool, because what our brain thinks is going to come out of our mouth. Right. And if that's what I think all the time, then mm-hmm. that's the way I'm going to respond and react to him.
Right.
And
right.
so I finally had this breakthrough conversation where I decided I'm going to change the way that I bring up this subject with Chase, and we'll just see how it works. And it was flat out game changer.
Yeah.
That's right.
When I spoke to the king of who he is,
that's
and
right.
came to him with something that was on my mind, mm-hmm. I respected him, gave him the benefit of the doubt,
right.
and talked to him like a king. He responded to me in, oh, where normally he would have been defensive
sure.
if I would have come at him, all of those kind of things. So now do I do it every time? No, but I need to.
But
so this will be this
right.
will be
yeah.
such.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Even if I know kind of what you're going to talk about, but it's so good to revisit.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Revisit and just kind of remind myself, oh yes, I need to do that again. So even mm-hmm. for our OG Inner Circle members,
right.
or if you have heard Robbie speak about this before, it's always good mm-hmm. to revisit, and then in a different season that you're in.
Yeah,
for
always
sure.
in a different season.
Always.
You
always.
Hear things differently. I agree. And I was just thinking, it's funny how when there's something like that, that women will be like, oh, I really wish my husband would be more of the king and not the mm-hmm. fool. And we mm-hmm. put so much on how they need to change. But if we change the way that we walk it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
That initiates something versus, I think it's a cop-out, like I don't want to sound harsh because I think we've all done it at some point,
mm-hmm.
of thinking like, oh, it's just, if he could just sort himself out.
Right.
But what in you could you do differently?
Mm-hmm. Well, and how are you treating him?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
nothing new under the sun, and
yes.
men are, I mean, obviously I love men and I'm always
yes.
on their side.
Always.
But at the end of the day, I truly believe that women mess it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't send me hate mail. I'm not going to read it. But it's true. It's
yeah,
totally true. 100%. And okay, I was going to say this too with king versus fool. One of the things that I'm going to teach, to be quite honest, is the reticular activating system and how it applies to men. And I'm
oh,
not
yeah.
going to teach that right
That's
now. But
so good.
I'm very excited about it. And I'm going to have everybody draw windows and we're going to fill those windows in. So I'm
so
really
good.
Excited about
yeah.
it. Melissa, what about
yes.
you?
Like, they both said, I think that's something I'm walking out right now, and even texting Brandon yesterday, and I even said, look mm-hmm. at me, I sandwiched it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the sandwich.
Oh, the sandwich.
The
yes.
sandwich.
It's just something that you don't, like, it's, with all your wisdom, it's like, ah, I need to do this more. I need to, not that I don't believe you when you say it, but when you see it in action, you're like, oh my
yes.
gosh.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Ah. Yes.
Oh my gosh, Robbie does know what she's talking about.
Yes. And it's like, you're always so right. And I just love that. And it's not that you forget it,
yeah.
but when you actually think, okay, how can I do this differently so I don't get this response?
Sure.
And so
mm-hmm.
that, it again, it falls on you to do that. And so, yeah, I agree.
Mm.
I love watching it in motion and thinking,
real time.
Okay. Again, don't do it all the time.
Right.
But I'm convicted and I think, no, that's what she's talking about. She
yep.
talks about talking to the fool. And I'm quicker
right.
to correct myself
mm-hmm.
yeah. instead of being mad and that it's him,
right.
and then realizing, oh yeah, I probably could have done
How
that
could
better.
I have done this
sure.
better.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I want to say this too. I'm not always right because I'm always right. And I know that's not what you meant,
mm-hmm.
but I want to say this for the listeners. I'm right because I've interviewed thousands of men
mm-hmm.
and I've studied men for so long and I'm obsessed with human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my favorite human behaviors is that of men.
Mm-hmm.
And so not to mention, y'all, I've done it all wrong. I could write a book on flipping the switch from going to doing it all wrong and being super convicted and reaping that in my marriage to walking out trying all the studying I was doing, trying, because I knew as I knew as I knew, if I believe that God created Brian Page for me when he was born, he said, your wife will be Robbie in Del Rio, Texas. You will meet. I know the day you will meet. And if I believe that and we're not getting along, and I know the Bible has a whole chapter written for women, what's my problem? And I started to really ask myself that. What is my problem? Now, I'm not here to say that some men don't need a spanking, because they do, but I truly believe that a woman is the neck, and that what we do will change so much in our husband. For sure. So.
Well, and because we can't control them changing, but we can change first. Fact.
Exactly.
For sure.
Fact. Exactly.
Is what you always say is, when you stop looking around and looking at everybody else and you start looking at yourself and what can I do better, it seems like it all falls into place. Yeah. And he thinks, oh, she's actually going to sort herself out? Okay, well then maybe. And I've seen that time and time again.
Well, and y'all have only been married 5 years.
Right.
So I had been married a long time when I sorted myself out. And so Brian let me walk the sucker out for 7 years by myself. Because he thought, oh, God, here she goes to another Bible study. Oh, look, she's still the same. Oh, here she goes to another women's conference. Oh, look, you're still the same.
Right.
So when I made that shift, Brian's like, I'm just going to
weather it out.
Basically. Let's just weather it out.
No, that's so
and then
good.
He started to realize that I started doing what I was learning and I started applying what I was studying. And he'll tell you, I looked up and I realized I was 7 years behind you in personal growth. Mm. I was 7 years because I didn't trust that you were really going to do everything that you were sitting in Bible study.
Right. Yeah.
You know, whatever. Right. So, but yeah, so, and I think that's why I'm so passionate, because I really think there's so much in a marriage that if we sort ourselves out, because I love men, they're such easy characters. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could go on forever. Okay, let's go to topic number four.
Save it for the ice.
Yeah, save it for the inner circle. Okay, number four, spaghetti versus waffle. Do you guys remember those lessons?
Yes. I know many of you are like, what?
I love it.
tell me what I taught you about that.
We are constantly, our brains are spaghetti, and their brains are waffles. Mm-hmm. And when you truly, you think, what? What does that even mean? But the first time I heard this lesson, it was such a, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
Right. It ties together how a man like Brandon and a man like Jared, who personalities are polar opposite, but it's still the DNA of a man.
It's still the DNA of a man.
It doesn't matter what the personality is.
There's so many things where I'm like, you are a high I and I am a high C. But you think that way. Right. Like, how is that possible?
He's
but
still
I
a man.
Think now that we're talking about
like
this,
your
it's
piles.
That. Yes. All my piles.
Yes.
All
yes.
the piles in the world, this one. Yes. And they drive him nuts. But that makes sense when you talk about that.
Yeah. What else? What would you guys say?
I think with that, it just helps me, especially when I can be all over the place and he's just like one thing at a time,
one thing at a time.
It just helps me better communicate with him and, hey, I can't just like dump all the things on him at the same time.
You realize how truly simple they are.
Yeah. Very simple.
So simple.
And I love, you know, and I look back, you guys, on my story and I think I am so grateful. And I really, for those of you that don't know my story, you'll find out if you guys join the Inner Circle in February. But Reagan, who's 24 today, he said to me, I'm going to go back and remember, I think he was 8 or 9. And he said to me in absolute fury, I never want to marry a woman like you. And that stopped me dead in my tracks. Mm-hmm. I mean, most women can say, how dare you say that to your mother? Right? Mm-hmm. But it stopped me. And when I looked at that, that was the beginning of today. Because truth be known, Brian had been crying out for a long time for me to stop disrespecting him so much, stop doing this, stop doing that. But we don't listen to our husbands, right? So, but for Reagan to say that to me, so all my material I owe to Reagan because he said, I never want to marry a woman like that. And I had to hear, not listen to him, but hear what he said.
Well, because he's also a child, and if a child can recognize,
yeah,
like, hold up, what's right. going on, mm-hmm. and recognize this is not what I want for right. my life, that's huge.
Right. Right. I love it, y'all. I'm very excited. Okay, do y'all remember, and I'm just going to say this, and you tell me, a raw egg?
Yes.
Yes.
We're doing that.
Yes.
I do.
Or not the egg lesson.
No. Not the, it is the completely raw egg. Different.
Yes. So if you guys heard me on Rise and Shine talk about the egg lesson, that's not what I'm talking about.
No. I don't think very many people will remember that.
No. Where did that come from? Do you remember? What were we studying?
We were at your 1313 house. I think because I remember.
I don't think we were doing For Women Only.
No, I feel like it.
I think you were doing your own thing. I think it could have been like.
We were sitting at your dining room table.
Yeah, because it was at
1313, the kitchen. I remember sitting there and getting up and getting in my car. Oh.
Don't tell.
The last time, I'll just say this. The last time Robbie did this lesson, Chase and I were dating. Mm-hmm. And so we've been married for 6 years. So
I
you
think
did
you
the
met
seven.
Him, what, 2013?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So seven or eight years ago.
Wow.
Was the last time you did this.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've never done it.
Danielle had no clue.
Nope. No clue.
What homeworks have you done, Danielle? Sex homework?
Yes. I think that's pretty much all the homework. In a nutshell.
And Jared said, yeah.
Which you'll definitely do sex homework for sex Facts. Week.
You for sure will. Well, every week you'll have homework.
Yes.
So a lot of you may not know, but I had a course that was called You Inc. And we just put him to sleep.
Night.
So what I'm doing is now I only have one place that I pour out all the life wisdom, and that's in the inner circle. So I'm very excited to do. And guess what I'm preparing for at the end of the month?
Oh, yeah.
Our marriage retreat.
Yes.
So
only
I think that that's
going to
be so fun for the inner circle women.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be basically like a party.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, hey, we have... Basically, you're going through men boot camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All month long.
All month long.
And then, at the very end, we're going to come together, which is not all of them. It was only limited space. And we're going to party like it's 1999 at the lake house.
That's right. And hold on, because here's what women are going to say. But when are you going to teach my husband about me? What would be my response to that, you guys?
It's not about them.
Yeah. Sort yourself out first.
Yes.
And that's
when you sort yourself out.
Facts.
Then I will. Yeah.
And,
and women never sort themselves out.
No. Unfortunately, yeah.
You have to be in a place for that. But if you could come to a place and think that to yourself that I'm gonna spend February sorting myself out.
Yeah.
You're gonna gain so much.
Yeah. Well, even when you brought up, I thought, okay, February would be a good month for me, and I read it every year to get back out my Uncommon Wife.
Mm-hmm. By Dr. Mike Murdoch.
By Mike Murdoch. I absolutely, and just doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That I
or
think,
For Women Only by Shanti Feldhahn is one of my all-time favorite books.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Good. And okay, so at 1 month out of the year, I'm going to focus on me being, how can I be the best wife to Chase?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You know? So.
Well, and you know, I even think of the inner circle. So the inner circle is $197. Mm-hmm. And so it's $197 a month. You could treat this as a masterclass if you wanted to. But, you know, it's funny how I'll look up and people don't have their dream marriage, or they don't have that intimacy with their husband, or they don't have that man that roars. You know, I think a man doesn't roar because we're roaring.
They
don't have all that. And so, but yet somehow, 197 is too much.
Right.
And I remember sitting in one of my studies, and the average marriage that's in trouble will cost $53,000 in counseling, in books, in all the things. And unfortunately, we wait until we can find thousands
That's
of
so
dollars
good.
To go mm-hmm. get counseling. So, but the things I'm going to teach are so profound and so simple. They changed my life. I can only teach what changed my life. That it's almost instant correction if you walk it out. Would you guys agree?
Yes. Well, I think it's so, the things that you are going to teach, they're so foundational and simple. And it's just like what you say, it's just a little tweak. Right. It's not, and they're, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, why didn't anyone tell me this?
Right. How did I not know that?
How did I not know if I just apply this, then, and I choose to walk this out, then I could get this result. Yeah, right. And it's something so simple and easy that I think that February is going to be awesome. Yeah.
So can I tell you one of my favorite parts?
Yes.
Yes.
Is I'm interviewing men. And all the videos are going to go in the inner circle.
And that's love exciting. I always love hearing their perspectives.
Yes. Because I'll teach it. And then I don't tell them what I'm teaching.
Right.
So I'll teach the lesson. And then I just literally say, I've got 5 questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And have we ever seen it where it doesn't match?
No.
I mean, love it.
Like the different personalities.
Don't think your husband is the exception.
No. Exactly. Because we've got a man to represent every type of guy.
Right. So let's talk about our men. So my husband, Brian, I've been with him for 31 years. Mm-hmm. And he is a very strong calculator.
Mm-hmm. He's Yoda.
He's E.F. Hutton.
He's like, I always say, if Jesus was around, he'd probably be a lot like Brian Page.
You think?
Yes.
Oh, I think
not
Jesus
in the super.
Was...
I don't want people to think like Jesus not the was, super spiritual one. He's like the. He will lay a truth bomb down and like
walk
you're like,
off.
Okay, I'm gonna go like. Okay, I'm done.
The parables.
He talks the parables. He's so wise and so matter of fact.
Yes.
And this is truth. I don't know what you don't understand about it. That type of, not like what people think.
Well, and when he adds value to these kind of lessons, which he gets really excited about, is he talks of what it was like to be married to me. Which he has full permission.
Like,
I'm like, the whole world knows who I used to be, so whatever.
Right.
But, and he's going to bring that the whole time.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
I
so
love it.
What is Jared?
Brian Page, shrunken and younger.
Shrunken and younger.
He's very similar personality profile. He has a strong personality. Very calculative.
He's got a lot more funny than
I was going to say. He's got a lot more eye.
Jared's got some funny to him. Jared makes me laugh.
Yeah,
same.
And then sometimes I want to hit him in the face.
Same.
A little bit both.
Same.
Kind of both. But I think Brian's wit makes me laugh.
Brian is has a very sharp wit, and it comes out like
it's unexpected.
And you're
like, what? How'd that happen?
What about Chase?
I call Chase is my dick. That's what I call him.
More ways than one.
Beep.
Oh my god.
Gosh, Chase, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let her explain. Go.
No, he. No one makes me laugh more.
That's true.
Hands down. Like, we laugh together. We get each other's.
He's goofy.
He's so
very goofy.
I love it. And then when Jared and Chase are together at dinner, good God.
Just move to the other
end. It's like, it's literally, they're like Dumb and Dumber. Like, yes, that's how it is.
That's
they
true.
Feed off of each other. But he is, he's very... aggressive.
Yeah.
He's aggressive. He's very calculated in the things that he knows. I mean, if he went on Jeopardy, he would win in a hot second.
Yes.
So.
Okay. So it's funny you say that. He would win. Everybody think of this. I want to come back to Brandon. He would win Jeopardy. Brian would win Survivor.
Fact.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yes. I mean, Chase and I would watch Jeopardy when it was on, and he would know just thinking how do you know this? And he just does.
Chase would be my what's it called,
the lifeline?
Yes.
Like, you get a call, I want to
be a millionaire.
He would be the perfect person to call for any question.
Literally,
Chase to
any
me
question.
Is very he's goofy funny,
yeah,
and he's a barker.
Yes.
But he's a barker, and because he's so aggressive, but he's so correctable.
Yeah.
So when he barks, you're like, Chase, do not talk like to Callie like that. And he's like, you're right. I'm sorry, babe.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Chase is, will 100% always say, and I'm working on it, will always say I'm sorry first.
Yeah.
As much of like aggressive and his personality is just like in your face, he is humble pie, and
that's true.
Yes,
I get on to Jared, and he looks at me like this.
I understand that
he stares at me.
I understand the stare.
So did both of his children.
I know. He's a little Leo. I feel like I'm talking to Leo. When we sit down with these couples, I will always, Brian and I pour into both, and that's the response always from Jared, is he just looks at me, and he kind of turns red, and then he'll text me later and say, "I already see what you're saying." Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then Brandon, when I correct Brandon, he's like, well, it's because the sun wasn't shining at 4 o'clock quite yet, and the dog had run by the window, and Melissa had called me at the wrong time. That's why I said that. I'm like, Brandon, let's try this again.
We're working on it, I promise.
What would you say about Brandon?
Brandon is 100% I, which means he's the life of the party. Yeah. Like, that's Brandon. He's the life of the party. He loves people. Everybody loves him.
He's Buddy the Elf.
Facts. So, yeah, he's a good time.
What show would he win? He would win, what's that, where you run and you try to walk on the ball? And
Ninja Warrior.
No, I know exactly.
Knocked out.
I think that one is it.
That's funny. And he would put the tutu on and own it, man. Yeah. He was so much fun.
He's super fun, but he's so, like, he's our anchor in our family, I feel, a lot.
We love B.
We love him.
What game would Jared win?
Well, instantly I thought he'd be a good assassin.
He'd be good at Ninja Warrior, I feel like. He'd be totally.
Maybe it's just because we're watching Blacklist.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. A good assassin. Okay. Yeah. So we'll end this podcast on that.
Yes.
That's funny. No, I'm really, really excited. So I know those of you that have listened to us or are YouTube livers, you will get to meet all these men during the month of February, which will be really exciting. You'll meet Brandon. You'll meet Brian, my husband. You'll meet Jared, Danielle's husband, and Chase, Callie's husband. Brandon is Melissa's husband.
Yes.
And so they'll all be on there pouring out to you guys. So it'll be a fantastic month. Yes. I'm very excited. And what a better way to do it than in February month? Why don't we talk about that next week?
Let's talk about
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Love it. Getting people ready for that.
Yeah, we'll talk about Valentine's Day next week. I have a whole book. No, Christy, I didn't write it. about how not to behave on Valentine's Day. And I actually have some horrible stories I'll share with you.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next
week. Sounds great.
All right, so let's go. Thanks for joining us, all of our YouTube livers. We love you guys.
For all of you joining us in February in the Inner Circle.
We welcome.
We're so excited.
You're going to love it.
So excited. Yes. And listen, you're not going to come and feel like you just died.
No, you're not.
We assign you to a big sister who will walk things out with you, who will help you, all the sisterships in there. It's absolutely phenomenal. So, so all of you are welcome to join us.
Yes.
Come and join our party in February. You must wear blue. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
That's Callie a good idea.
I'm like, theme. I'm in it to win it.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, make sure you live the greatest days of your life. I'm Robbie Page.
Melissa Jeffrion.
Danielle Perkins.
And Callie Atwood.
Thanks for joining us, you guys. We'll chat with you next time. Bye-bye.